The best place to get a feel for how this city once was crudely partitioned is to take a stroll down Bernauer Straße, where the decaying remnants of the sprawling concrete barrier still stand tall. The district is an old haunt of David Conlin, who was serving as a public safety advisor to the Allied staff in Berlin on that momentous night in 1989. He had a ringside seat as East Berliners streamed towards the border as it began to crumble.
They just didn't know what to do. On the night itself, people were just coming across just to put their foot, going to the Kapustendamm, going to see all the things they'd not been able to see before. And of course, they were in every bar, they were offered drinks and so on.
From its hasty construction in 1961 to its demise in 1989, the wall touched the lives of everybody in this city. For many, the scars still run deep. Jürgen Litvin has restored an old East German watchtower in memory of his brother Gunther. He was the first person shot dead whilst trying to escape in August 1961. Even now in his 80s, his eyes well up as he tells me how Gunther was cut down by machine gun fire as he tried to swim to the west. The family found out about the incident on West German television. Jürgen tells the story of how the family was forced by the infamous Stasi to say that Gunther had been involved in an accident. He says his brother wasn't a troublemaker, just a modest tailor who wanted freedom. Across the city at the infamous checkpoint Charlie, Uwe Schulz, who worked as a West German police officer, recalls life as a child before the war and watching the flamboyant East German military parades.
The first I remember is that they built them a wall one day before. I was a pupil and a schoolboy and worked in my holidays. And every day we come from Tempelhof and goes through the Brandenburg Gate and goes to north of Berlin. And then after this Sunday, the first time we can go this way and must go around.
Years later, as a police officer, Uwe recalls the time when a daring and very unusual escape took place.
One man with his family comes from the house of the ministers and cross over to West Berlin.
As it turns out, Uwe was witnessing one of the most audacious escapes ever attempted. A man and his wife and child managed to scale the roof of the heavily guarded East German Parliament building and slide to freedom via a metal wire. Even now, 25 years after it fell, David Conlin says the memory of the Berlin Wall continues to imprison imaginations and is an ever-present reminder of the turbulent past of this city.
I don't think the Berliners will ever forget it. It's also a wall somewhere in their heads. It's very interesting that a lot of people who live in East Berlin stay in East Berlin and vice versa in West Berlin. It still hasn't really grown together. That will take a lot of generations till that happens.
Today, with the few remaining remnants of the wall chipped, battered and worn by the weather, it continues to be a source of fascination, not just for Berliners, but for the millions of people that visit this city every year. Nathan Morley, DW, Berlin.